Alas, it turns out that it was Samuelson and most of his followers who didn't know much math, or didn't know how to use what math they knew, how to apply it to reality. They only knew enough math to be blinded by it. Tragically, before the proliferation of empirically blind idiot savants, interesting work had been begun by true thinkers, the likes of J.M. Keynes, Friedrich Hayek, and the great Benoit Mandelbrot, all of whom were displaced because they moved economics away from the precision of second-rate physics. Very sad. One great underestimated thinker is G.L.S. Shackle, now almost completely obscure, who introduced the notion of unknowledge, that is, the unread books in Umberto Eco's library. It is unusual to see Shackle's work mentioned at all, and I had to buy his books from secondhand dealers in London. Legions of empirical psychologists of the heuristics and biases school have shown that the model of rational behavior under uncertainty is not just grossly inaccurate, but plain wrong as a description of reality. Their results also bother Platonified economists because they reveal that there are several ways to be irrational. Tolstoy said that happy families were all alike, while each unhappy one is unhappy in its own way. People have been shown to make errors equivalent to preferring apples to oranges, oranges to pears, and pears to apples, depending on how the relevant questions are presented to them. The sequence matters. Also, as we have seen with the anchoring example, subjects' estimates of the number of dentists in Manhattan are influenced by which random number they have just been presented with, the anchor. Given the randomness of the anchor, we'll have randomness in the estimates. So if people make inconsistent choices and decisions, the central core of economic optimization fails. You can no longer produce a general theory, and without one, you can't predict. You have to learn to live without a general theory, for Pluto's sake.